Good morning from Awif.ai, the podcast that gives you only what's important to hear in AI and tech world. The UK is considering banning the sale of mobile phones to children under 16 due to concerns about social media bullying, exposure to harmful content, and potential links to violent behaviour. This proposal has received support from parents and lawmakers, but there are doubts about its feasibility and effectiveness. Critics argue that existing laws already address these issues, and some believe that parental responsibility should not be overridden by government intervention. If implemented, this ban would represent a significant step in protecting children from online risks, but there are challenges and uncertainties surrounding its enforcement and impact. Moving on to other news, a new US bill would require AI companies to disclose all copyrighted works used in training their models. Advancements in AI technology are promising more sophisticated reasoning capabilities. Automattic has acquired messaging company Beeper, and ByteDance's profit has seen a significant increase attributed to the success of TikTok Shop. Arm CEO predicts that AI data centers could account for over 20% of US energy usage by 2030, raising concerns about sustainability. Transitioning to the recent Google Cloud Next 2024 event, Google CEO Thomas Kurian highlighted Google's AI infrastructure advantage and commitment to innovation. The keynote focused on Gemini 1.5, Google's most capable model yet, offering enhanced performance and long context understanding capabilities across various data types. Demos showcased Gemini 1.5 feed's practical applications in streamlining review processes and enhancing productivity in creating marketing materials. The integration of Gemini with Google's other enterprise data services enhances its usability for businesses looking to leverage AI efficiently. Shifting gears to Binance, the new CEO Richard Teng faces challenges following a landmark enforcement action by the US Justice Department. Despite maintaining Binance's status and attracting new users and funds, Teng's tenure has been marked by scandals. The recent acquisition of Gem Security by Wiz, a cloud security company, reflects the vibrant ecosystem of opportunities for companies to expand, secure funding, make acquisitions, and innovate. In other news, a new podcast called The Next Wave, Your Chief AI Officer, is being launched, discussing the latest news in AI and featuring interviews with industry leaders. A landmark court decision by the European Court of Human Rights ruled that Switzerland had failed to comply with its duties concerning climate change. These developments are shaping the landscape for technology, climate protection, investment strategies, and innovation in various industries globally.